5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19?
20.
And 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
40.
69?
70.
99?
100.
999?
1,000.
10 times 100,000 is 1.
Yeah, 1 million.
And there's some people in line. The person at the head of the line is the what person?
The first in line.
And behind him is the?
Second in line.
Keep going.
Third in line. Fourth in line. Fifth in line. Sixth in line. Seventh in line. Eighth in line. Ninth in line. Tenth in line.
Okay. And he says sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
at once.
And you said something. More than once, you'd be saying it.
Twice.
And say if you got 20 bushels today for last year, this year you got 40, you say this year's crop was?
Twice as much.
And would you know the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is there another word for either Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, some people call Sunday the Lord's Day.
Uh-huh. What about
the Jewish people call Saturday the Lord's Day? But,
what about the term Sabbath?
Sabbath?
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, the Sabbath is the seventh day. Nobody's ever really said whether it was for sure. I mean, some people call Sunday the Sabbath. That's only if you consider Sunday the seventh day. If you started with Sunday, then Saturday would be the seventh day.
What do you call it? Or do you?
I never really called anything. I mean, Sabbath is just the seventh.
If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Till noon.
And then what?
Good afternoon.
And how long does the afternoon last?
Till around 6 o'clock, and then it's good evening.
How long does the evening last?
Until good morning gets there again, I guess.
What about if you were leaving someone's house after dark, and you tell them?
Good evening, or good night.
Is there a difference between evening and night?
I guess if you were leaving real late, you'd probably say good night, and if you were leaving, say, about 7:30 or 8, you might say good evening yet.
After it had gotten dark?
Yeah, I think even after it had gotten dark.
If you were leaving someone's house around 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving?
See you later. See you tomorrow.
What about good day? Do people ever say good day?
Not too much anymore. That sounds kind of Victorian. Good day to you, sir. Or English or something.
You never heard it around here much?
No.
And talking about the weather, you look up the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you call that a
cloudless day or a sunny day or a beautiful day sometimes.
Okay. And on just the opposite kind of day, where it's not actually
muggy and overcast and dreary.
What about if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and you figure you're going to have some rain or something in a little while, said the weather was
building up.
Mm-hmm. What about changing or gathering or turning?
Clouds gathering, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away, you'd say it looks like it's finally going to
clear up.
And if it hadn't rained in weeks and weeks, you'd say you were having a
drought, a dry spell.
Is there any difference between them?
Yeah, drought's a lot longer than a dry spell. It's a long time without rain. Dry spell maybe be a few weeks to a month.